Eternal God, we ask that you open our hearts and minds as we hear your word. And we ask, Lord, as always, that you help us to be not only hearers of your word, but doers of your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, hear these readings from the book of Isaiah. We'll be reading from chapter 58 of the book of Isaiah, verses 1 through 12, and it is found on page 637 of your pew Bibles. And let us, this time, hear God's word for us. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and thou seest it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and thou takest no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a man to humble himself? It is to bow down his head like a rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor unto your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth into the dawn, and your healing shall spring up readily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light shine, rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire with good things and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Our second reading will come from the book of Matthew. We'll be reading from the sixth chapter of Matthew's gospel, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 6, and then we will skip over and read 16 through 21. Again, let us listen to God's word for us. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners. Beginning with chapter 1, verse 6. Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Verse 16, and when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The word of the Lord. Today begins the season of Lent, the 40-day journey that we make with our Lord to the cross. And as many of you are well aware, Lent has traditionally been a time of prayer and fasting and reflection as we prepare ourselves to confront the forces and powers of death that are so pervasive in our world and also pervasive in our own hearts. The gospel writers tell us that before Jesus begins his ministry that will ultimately lead him to the cross, he first goes to the wilderness where he fasts and prays for 40 days. And it's only after fasting and praying that he comes out to confront the forces and powers of death by healing and feeding the hungry and casting out demons and raising the dead. That's what the ashes that we'll place on our foreheads in just a few moments are all about. They are about death and our struggles with the forces and powers of death as we seek to be faithful and obedient servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, following in his way. It is a faithfulness and obedience that is grounded in our spiritual disciplines like prayer and fasting and Bible study. And I hope that we'll all take the time during this season to be intentional about practicing our spiritual disciplines, taking the time to be in prayer and taking the time to study God's word and perhaps taking time to fast from some of the ordinary activities that we might otherwise engage in order to reflect on God's grace in all of our lives. One of the things that I like about having an Ash Wednesday service in the evening is that we don't have to walk around all day with the ashes on our forehead. We can go straight home and not be seen again by anyone, and no one will have to see us out on the street and wonder what we are doing with ashes on our foreheads. As I heard a child say not too many years ago as I was walking around with my ashen head, what in the world is he doing with those ashes on his forehead? Why doesn't he wash that off? But we receive ashes on our foreheads because we are reminding ourselves that we are a special kind of people. We are a peculiar people. We are a people that belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we are a people that belongs to the way that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come to show us and to have us to follow. In our gospel reading this evening, Jesus warns against outward expressions of piety and devotion. We all know how some people like to wear their faith on their sleeves. We all know how people like some people to see how righteous and pious they are. But Jesus reminds us not to make a public show in the exercise of our spiritual disciplines. He warns us not to act as hypocrites do, to do things in order to win applause. But he tells us when we pray to be discreet and to do so in secret. When we fast, don't announce our fast by wearing a disheveled look, but take the time to present ourselves in a manner, a presentable manner, so that no one will recognize anything unusual about us. We're reminded to practice our spiritual disciplines in a way where only God is aware of what it is we are doing. And that brings us to what we are here to do tonight. Because some people have said, well, isn't putting ashes on our forehead a way of wearing our faith on our sleeves, or at least on our foreheads? But the ashes that we'll receive on our foreheads tonight is not so much a symbol of our righteousness. If it says anything about us, it is a reminder of our brokenness and our sinfulness. It is a reminder of our willing complicity in the same forces and powers of death that we are called to confront. We too have our hearts and minds captured by the forces and powers of death, and the ashes that we'll impose on our foreheads remind us that with the rest of the world, we too are sinful. We too are broken. We too are mortal, and that we too are made of dust. And it is to dust that we shall return. So the ashes that we will put on our foreheads is not about our righteousness. It is about our brokenness and our sinfulness. But the ashes that we place on our foreheads is, for the most part, a symbol of God's own righteousness. It is a symbol of a God whose love for us is so great that he conquers the forces and powers of death by dying on a cross. And it is that God that we belong to, and that God that we pledge to follow as he leads us into abundant life. So today, tonight, as we begin our Lenten journey, we are reminded that we are a people who are called to confront death. We are called to confront the forces and powers of death in the world and all that they portend, the forces and powers of sickness, forces and powers that leave some people bereft and without hope, forces and powers that oppress people and hold them down, forces and powers that cause some people to have plenty while other people have barely enough to get by on. The ashes that we will impose on our foreheads remind us that we are in a constant struggle to bear witness to the life that God calls us to live into and to witness in the face of a darkened world that is controlled by the forces and powers of death. But we are also reminded that we are called to live into hope. We are called to live into the hope that our Lord and Savior Jesus shows us by journeying to the cross. It is a hope that the forces and powers of death will be destroyed. The forces and powers of death will be conquered. That indeed they already have been conquered through the obedience and the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he calls us during this season of Lent to follow him. Follow him to the cross. Follow him in the way that brings abundant life. That is what we will begin to do tonight as we open this season of Lent, this season of penitence and prayer, and as we impose the ashes the ashes of our Lenten journey on our foreheads here this evening.